Rebel Beat.
For last week at UNLV, my name is Ethan Brown. UNLV just got more speedy this past week. The Boring Company just broke ground on their newest Las Vegas expansion. The new station will be located just outside the Thomas and Mack Center and will connect the convention center to the Strip along with multiple other casinos. Last Sunday, the UNLV baseball team beat the San Diego State Aztecs 14-5. The Rebels are playing at home this week against University of Nevada, Reno this Friday, and they hope to continue their winning streak. For Rebel Beat, I'm Ethan Brown.
With your weekend weather, I'm Jabri Foster. Get ready, Las Vegas. It's going to be a scorcher, and it starts today. For Friday, we've got a light breeze and 89 in Henderson, which will feel like 92. That's nothing compared to tomorrow because we've got some dangerously hot temperatures. 89 degrees in the shade, 92 in Summerlin. On Sunday, it's going to be a hot day, the hottest day in 2024. We may in fact break a record since 1950 with a temperature of 95 degrees Fahrenheit in downtown Las Vegas. So remember, stay hydrated, stay cool. For Rebel Beat, I'm Jabri Foster.
This is Must See UNLV. I'm Brittany Higginbottom-Martin. UNLV volunteers need your help to leave our mark. They're hosting a tree planting event. I spoke with Ashley, the event organizer, about what the volunteers will be doing.
Volunteers will be helping plant trees in order to improve our area.
This event is this Saturday only at Mount Charleston. And if classic cars are more your speed, UNLV is hosting its first classic car show this weekend. I spoke with the event organizer, David Navarro, about the upcoming show.
There's going to be great cars, great food, and live entertainment.
Cruise out to the Thomas and Mack this Saturday afternoon. For Rebel Beat, I'm Brittany Higginbottom-Martin.
This is Jess Barron for Where the Money Goes. KUNV is in the middle of their spring membership drive, and I'm here with General Manager Dr. Ashton Ridley asking what the donations help to fund.
Programming, broadcasting equipment, even the educational initiatives that we do with our DJ workshops.
Your donations go even further. Every dollar helps to support not just one, but two broadcast channels.
KUNV, we have 91.5 Jazz & More, and we have the Rebel HD2.
You can make a donation today by going to KUNV.org. I'm Jess Barron for Rebel Beat.
With this week's KUNV student profile, I'm Ashton O'Connor. I'm a Las Vegas native and a journalism major here at UNLV with a focus in PR and audio production. I love yoga, fashion, the Lakers, live music, movies, and I especially love traveling. In fact, next fall, I will be spending the first semester of my senior year abroad in Portugal. I'm so excited and thankful that UNLV offers me the opportunity to see the world while still continuing my education. For Rebel Beat, I'm Ashlyn O'Connor.
For this week's KUNV Means to Me segment, I was able to talk to businesswoman and KUNV donor, Paula Jackson, about why she chose to be involved with KUNV in the membership drive.
The reason I'm involved with this is because of the educational value factor first.
When Paula came by the KUNV studio, she was amazed at the resources that UNLV students have access to through KUNV.
I must admit, I am very impressed what's here. But this is the first time I came in, and I'm very impressed. And I believe that what's going on over here at UNLV with radio and television, we're going to see a lot of stars come out of it.
That was this week's Rebel Beat. I'm Jack Murphy. For all of us at KUNV, thank you for listening.
Rebel Beat is a presentation of Journalism 403 for 91.5 KUNV.